The Princeton Tigers capped off a thrilling Ivy League tournament with a convincing 74-65 win over fellow regular season champions, the Yale Bulldogs. A good crowd of 3,600 showed up for the noon start at Jadwin Gymnasium, and of course, most of them were pulling hard for the Tigers. It created a very positive atmosphere for the home team. When I say convincing, consider the fact that the Tigers held the lead for 35 minutes and 29 seconds, while the Bulldogs managed a lead for just 57 seconds. The Tigers broke from the gate quickly, grabbing a 12-0 lead after 5 minutes. Any notion that the Tigers might blow out their rivals from New Haven was quickly dispelled when the Bulldogs responded with an 11-0 run of their own. Princeton had a lot at stake in this one, beyond the tournament title. Yale defeated the Tigers in last year's tournament final by a point and swept the season series this year. 3 weeks ago in Jadwin, the Bulldogs overcame a 19-point second-half deficit to force overtime before administering a soul-crushing loss to the Tigers. The key to Yale's success this year against Princeton has been the play of John Pulukaitis, who scored 19 in the 85-67 beatdown in New Haven and 30 more at Jadwin. Tigers skipper Henderson decided to assign Pulukaitis to perhaps his best player, Tosin Ibamwan. This decision paid off handsomely, as Pulukaitis was held to just 7 shots and 7 points, none in the first half. For his efforts over the weekend, Tosin was named the tournament's most outstanding player, and I believe this was a well-deserved designation. Matalako was given the job of guarding Bez Embang, perhaps the Bulldogs' best player. Embang was the high scorer for Yale with 18 points, but was not a huge factor in the outcome. Commenting on Embang after the game, James Jones suggested that whatever Embang has done so far will be dwarfed by what he does in the future. If that's the case, all the Ivy League competitors better be on their guard. This kid could go nuts. Tosin led the team with 21 points. He was joined in double figures by Alako with 15, Ryan Langborg with 14, and freshman Caden Pierce, who had 12 points and 10 rebounds for his second double-double of the weekend. He seems to get double-doubles in just about every start lately. He was also named to the all-tournament team. A real kudo for the first-year player from Illinois. Pierce's buzzer-beating three-ball from mid-court ended the first half, sending the Tigers to the locker room with a 43-39 lead. Jones thought this remarkable shot was something of a turning point in the game, and in retrospect, he was clearly right. The Tigers kept the Bulldogs at bay in the second half. With a minute 50 to go, Yale was forced to start to foul to try to get the ball back. The Tigers responded by making 13 free throws in the last minute and 50 seconds, including a crucial 4 of 4 from freshman Xavion Lee. While the final score was 74-65, the game felt much closer. The final buzzer triggered pandemonium on the court. Henderson was relieved to have slain the dragon, for once at least, in the season's biggest moment. The Tigers now await word of whom they will play, when, and where, when the big dance gets underway later this week. The same goes for Carla Berube's tournament-winning women's team. Ivy Hopes Online will be here to keep you all posted as the tournament progresses. This is George Clark saying so long for now, and again, thanks very much for listening.